First in family, what's going on? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
You don't seem like you're very in a Friday vibe today.
It's a tired Friday.
What's wrong?
It's a tired Friday.
Come on, it's Finn Live time. We're here for a Q&A with the fam.
That's true.
How can you be tired? How can you not be pumped up?
Even he's kind of quiet tonight. You realize that? He's not yelling yet. We're not pegging the red meter yet on the volume.
You know what you need? You need to listen to Tom Sangiacomo's playlist number 2.
Oh, I haven't gone and rechecked it.
Of the guilty pleasures that everyone is playing, because that, my friend, would pump you up.
Including Katy Perry?
Including Katy Perry. Because that's what it's all about. Well, first in family, I'm glad you're here. Whether you're here with us right now, whether you're here with us on the replay, whether you're here with us in your car, or on the trail, or wherever you're listening to Finn Live, thank you. I'm glad you're here. And if I could have remembered the word I wanted to say, based out of Ann and I's new favorite movie, I would have said it right then as I bowed to you all. But I can't remember it. So if you're here, say hello. We're getting the thing started. The light is on. It's official. Finn Live Friday Q&A. If you haven't clicked the link yet, click that big old link. That's actually not a link, but you can type it in so we can see who you are. Now, no one's talking to us yet, so I'm assuming no one's here. And that's okay.
We can talk about what that favorite movie was, though, real quick.
We can talk about that favorite movie. Because we just saw a movie that was absolutely bananas.
We did, and this is... So every now and then I'll see, like, clips, like trailers pop up, right? Or I get an email from Redbox and says, here's what's new on the movies. And I saw, like, 2 scenes from his trailer. Val, we can see you, yes.
Oh, man. Jonathan lit it up. Whoa, hold on. Hold on, there were some late things. Sam Regner's here. What's going on? Facebook user, I'm going to need you to click that link, huh? See? That's why. I was very happy that I was able to do this. Hello to you. We're not sure who you are yet, but that's okay. Kim Leitner here. Coach Kim is here. Nice. Listening at the beach. Thank you for letting us be the soundtrack to your beautiful day at the beach. I'm sorry we're going to ruin that. Sorry we're going to ruin that one. Man, I wish I knew who you were.
Click the link. There's a link.
I wish I knew who you were, Facebook user.
We can't see your name and your profile picture, so if you want to just put your name, just let us know who you are.
I should make an overlay for that, too.
Here's the directions.
Yeah. Anna, what's going on? Kids survived the first day of school. Well, good, man. Thank you guys for joining us. We were just, I interrupted Anne to say hello to you all. I know that is an acceptable...
Surprise.
...acceptable reason for interrupting you, but... I will let Anne continue because this is worth it. Y'all need to pay attention to this.
So I was almost done, right? But I get these trailers for movies, for the new movies out, because we have date night now twice a week. It's amazing. And we watch 2 movies a week. So we need new movies all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So I catch this trailer and I see John Cena's face and I was like...
You can't see him?
I was like, man, this might not be very good. And then there was a joke about... the white powder on the vacation and he's tricking people into it. And I was like, okay, well, let's give it a shot. It's the only trailer I saw. And I just told him to download it. And dude, I've not heard this one laugh genuinely hard in like years.
Vacation Friends is the movie of the year. It is the best movie I have seen. And I can't tell you how long it is. It is the reason John Cena was born. It was like his defining pivotal role. It was the most amazing thing. It's one of those movies where I wish I could have my memory erased so I could watch it again. Because I loved it so much.
Laughing. Like shaking the couch laughing on his side.
Y'all need Vacation Friends in your life. I'm telling you. It is amazing. Val, help me out a little more detail. You said it's Philip.
We have
a couple Phillips. Right? I'm not sure if it's a K or a C. So let me know. But welcome. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you. So Vacation Friends, y'all.
Yeah.
Watch it. Watch the dang movie. It's the best. Mike Mills is pumped up. He said, hello, family. Happy mother effing. And he typed it out that way if y'all aren't watching the visual. Friday. And you know, man, happy MF Friday to you too, brother. I hope it's a good one. Yep. I hope you kicked today in the dick. And I hope you're having an awesome day, right?
That kind of avoids the fact that he bleeped it out in text.
It's all right, man. They'll catch it in editing. In post, they'll bleep that.
They.
I don't know who they is. They better not censor me, damn it.
Cuervo.
Philip Cuervo. Gotcha. Awesome. Well, I'm happy to hear you. Are you still on taking that time off this week, man? Getting that downtime in? I know it's been a little bit hectic at work lately. So happy you're here joining us. Well, guys, I don't know if you noticed yet, but something a little different. Something a little different with our attire today. It's not what you're used to seeing on a Finn Live because it's not exactly first in shirts, right? These aren't first in shirts. What we are here to jump into real quick is a little bit of the description. The whys, the whats, the whos, the hows of a fully involved training while we've got this open recruitment going on. And I'll tell you, one of the main reasons we want to do this, we feel compelled to do it, is because so much has changed, including the entire name, since we started this program and moved into it. And we really would like something a little bit more current and up to date for people to be able to see when they want to make up their minds as to whether or not fully involved training F4D is for them. So if you're already in F4D, bear with us. You can chime in with some rahs. And if you're not, then pay attention. Maybe it's something you would like. Janet Smith is here. How are you, Janet? It is nice to see you on a Finn Live. So we do have some really interesting questions I want to get to later. So I promise I will try to be brief. But we are really excited about Fully Involved and where it's going and the directions we're taking it, and hopefully some of you guys will enjoy it too. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Fully Involved Training, F4D, what it is. Guys, if you're not aware yet, Fully Involved Training is the sister company of First In Nutrition. It is where we offer private one-on-one coaching from coaches Adam Gagliardi and coaches Ann Montgomery. This is our nifty shirts, Fully Involved Training. This is the logo, the branding for it, and it is a sister company of First In Nutrition. We did not always have a direct fitness component for First In. Ann and Adam have been doing coaching for a long time. Ann actually was a personal trainer and online coach for fitness, for training, before she did nutrition. So we've been doing this for a little bit, but we really wanted to have something for First In. When the pandemic hit, when gyms were closed, we realized there was no better time than the present to make it happen. So we put something together and kind of agonized over it and slaved over it and launched a beta. And that has led from what was at one point First In Fit into now something totally different and grown its own entity, and we're really happy about it. But what Fully Involved Training is again, it's a separate sister company to First In Nutrition, ran by some of the people you know and love, as in Ann and Adam, not myself. And it's designed to help you with your training goals. We do have one-on-one coaching, and we also have a group program, which is what we're here to talk about tonight, called F4D, or Fit for Duty. So when it comes to what this is, we've explained that Fully Involved Training does have one-on-one coaching. Fit F4D, first and foremost, is not one-on-one coaching, right? But what it is training. And what I mean by that, it is training and not just exercising. I have nothing against exercise. I have nothing against movement for the sake of movement, and I feel that everyone should simply engage in the activity that they enjoy. The difference between exercise and training, however, is that training has more purpose and more direction, And because of that, it has to follow a little bit more of a structured path than exercise does alone. Training itself requires much more attention to detail, more repetition, more effort in the programming of the workouts to ensure that the individual sessions are both building on one another and they are put together harmoniously in a way to bring about the desired stimulus throughout each phase. It's not just throw spaghetti at the wall, get a deck of cards out, and do random things. It's designed to build on each other to bring about a goal. It is specific for that reason. It is repetitive for that reason. It can be a little boring for that reason, but it also works for that reason. F4D is programming and training done in a group setting. The training in F4D is designed in a linear progression format. That means each week is going to build on the last in terms of exercises, reps, and intensity, and that each training phase will build on each other as well. So what I mean by that, training in F4D systematically and in a structured format will alternate through phases of strength, hypertrophy, and cardio. Now these elements are going to be involved in every phase of the training. It's a complete program to get you fit for duty, whatever your duty may be. But, you know, they are specific phases with a specific goal in each one of them. Strength phases are going to be set up to help increase overall muscle strength during the movements. Hypertrophy is designed to build muscle mass and shape. And cardio kind of maintains the muscle you've built while you're focusing on muscular endurance and, you know, that whole cardiovascular shape thing, right? It's all good stuff. There are several opportunities throughout each week in each phase for metabolic conditioning as well as general cardio as well, with both higher intensity and lower intensity options and steady state type stuff each week. At regular intervals, again, back to that structured thing, you'll have the chance to test yourself in order to measure progress along the way. This is designed to make sure you're actually training and building on these stimulus. So you will repeat certain benchmark workouts so you can see how well you've done and where you've progressed. It also helps you get a baseline to move forward from in order to make sure that you're getting stronger, faster, and working towards being your best self. If you're not measuring, how are you managing? And that's what we do with F4D. So you're going to get the chance to not just train your muscles, but you're going to get the chance to train your heart and lungs as well. And it's done in a pretty awesome group environment to keep you kind of motivated through it. The workouts end up getting posted in a private Facebook group on Sunday as a whole, so you can plan your week around them, as well as the night before. Before, you know, anybody asks, you don't have to do it on the structure we set out for you. We encourage you to do it so you're participating with everybody else involved, but that's not mandatory. We understand that lives get a little crazy. You know, you need to call Audible, you need to do different things. But the great thing is about that Facebook group is you will be able to interact with the other members. You'll be able to interact with the coaches. You'll be able to get suggestions for how to hit your training. You'll be able to share with how you hit your training. And you'll be able to, just like we do here, get questions asked and review your workouts and be able to kind of thrive with your tribe that way too. So that's pretty much what we do when it comes to making sure it's training and not just exercising. We've got an F4D alum right here. Anna says, heck yeah, for F4D, I have made some amazing progress working out in my basement. And that's what I love about F4D is if you do the work, you win the prize, but you can do that work anywhere. So that's what it is. It's training, it's not exercising. Training can be a little repetitive, but that's how you get better at something. You know, you don't become a world-class pianist by playing the oboe. You do it by hammering on the ivories, right? I think it's called tickling. I'm glad that's in here for posterity. I'm glad that's here for posterity. So that's what it is. Why don't we go ahead and move into what it isn't? F4D is not a one-on-one coaching program. So while you're going to have support in the form of the group, you will not have individual specific programming from our coaches. If that's something you want, if that's something you're interested in, if that's something you think you would benefit from, we do offer one-on-one training from our coaches. Coach Adam, Coach Ann are more than happy to coach you. I don't think Coach Ann is. I think she's full, and I think Adam might have room for half a person. But if you're interested, let us know, and we can work that out for you. But that is not what F4D is. F4D is not a specific individualized program. We are not going to be able to meet your needs. We are not going to be able to work around your injuries. We are not going to be able to program something specifically for you with that one esoteric piece of Indian club bell that you just bought. We're not going to be able to do that. Training is set up as a choose your own adventure style. So you'll be giving a framework to work within. You'll be given a workout template with movement categories, suggested movements, sets, reps, schemes, tempos when necessary, and it'll be up to you to choose the exercises to use and the appropriate weights for you. Why? Because we have people working out with no weights that have never lifted before, all the way to competitive strongmen and athletes, to marathon runners, to people working out in commercial gyms, to dungeon gyms, to basement gyms, to no gyms. We can't, for $14.99 a month, program that specifically for every individual. But what we can do is give you a bang up, structured framework that if you follow, you will improve. And that is where F4D shines, and that is what we're here to do. This is done again by design. So regardless of where you are, what your current fitness level is, and what type of equipment you may or may not have access to, you can and will be able to find a way to execute the training and improve over time. On vacation, no big deal. At the station, no big deal. Big Globo gym opens up across your house, fantastic. Basement floods and you can't get a workout in, no problem. Go to a tree, do some pull-ups. We do have options all the way from zero, low to no equipment, all the way to commercial gyms, you'll be able to make it work. But what it's not gonna do is, hey, you know, I can't do a back squat today. Coach, what do I do? Figure it out. We answer questions in the group setting, but we can't just handle the volume of specific one-on-one slide into the DMs. It's not set up to be that way. If you're gonna slide in anybody's DM, slide in mine, and that probably won't happen more than once if it's a fitness related thing, because I'll either bore you to death or I'll rage yell. So yeah, but that's what it isn't. So don't join F4D thinking that you have one-on-one attention from your coach like you do in First In. It's a different delivery mechanism here. We do offer that, but again, that's different than this program. Val says, but are the shirts on the website?
They will be.
They will be. And there's a chance that by the time you watch this, if you're not watching this live right now, that they already are. So go get you one. Go get you one of these things. Turn around. Show Val the back.
You see?
That's right. Train fully involved. Not exercise fully involved. We're training in F4D. And we know that training isn't for everybody. First In isn't for everybody, right? When we do something, it's because we believe in what we're doing. And we, and myself, Coach Adam, believe that training is the way to improve. Structured, systematically, in a measured, managed way. I don't hate exercise. There are days I love to exercise. I would much rather exercise than train. But exercising isn't going to elicit the response I'm looking for. It may be what I want in the moment, but it's not what I want most, so I have to train to reach those goals. We know we're not for everybody with F4D, and that's okay. We're not here to pressure anybody. That's why we're being very upfront with who it's for and who it isn't. And that's why we got training in the name. It's actually why it's highlighted more than fully involved, because we want everyone to know this is training. Some people have joined and have thrived in a training environment. Yep. Yes, I've gotten better by doing these movements repeated times. Some people aren't that into training, and that's okay. We want you to find your zen, right? We want you to find your method, which brings us to who is F4D for? F4D, remember, Fit for Duty, is designed for anyone looking to improve their task readiness, their fitness, and their performance, their quality of life, their ability to get up off the floor when they're older by accruing lean tissue, their ability to perform at a higher level at their job, if they're a tactical athlete, whether it's military, fire, EMS, your ability to walk your grandchild down the aisle because you didn't fall and break that hip and get sepsis. Whatever it is, we're for everybody. We're for people who are not currently active, who have never really done much exercise in their life, that are looking to get into some structured movement, get some resistance training in, all the way to people who are active but may not have a structured program to follow and are looking for consistency in training in order to improve. F4D is for people who have basic equipment available and some knowledge of training, but it can be adjusted to work out with minimal or no equipment if the member is willing to put the effort into adjusting training and is open to getting creative if needed with movements or equipment. If you're coming in without a lot of exercise fitness background, it's probably better to not have equipment. It's probably a lot better to control your own body through space than it is to put a load to it. But there are so many ways that you can generate massive amounts of force and resistance with body weight alone. Low to no equipment, we can suggest some first things you get, whether it's a ruck or a weight vest, whether it's, you know, a place to do some pull-ups, a place to hang some rings, some bands, whatever it is, we can suggest and walk you through this. But the whole point is it's about meeting you where you're at, whether you've never trained before in your life or whether you're just coming off of competitive powerlifting and want to move into something else, we can help you. F4D is perfect for members wanting to consistently train in an effort to see progress over the long term in the form of strength, endurance, and overall movement quality. Training, right? We're great for any level of athlete that wants to train and improve. That's who we're for. Who are we not for? And this is a big one. If this is you, it's cool. We're not anti you. We love you. But we want to let you know that F4D may not be for you. Fully involved F4D is not ideal for someone who cannot dedicate enough time and consistency each week to compound progress and see long-term changes. That doesn't mean you're going to be in the gym 18 hours a day. Our members here can tell you that workouts can be as long or as short as you need them to be. But what we mean by dedicate enough time and consistency is, if you're training once every 2 weeks, you're probably not going to be able to put enough repetition in to see any improvement in the way that we measure it. It doesn't mean that it's bad for you to just work out once every 2 weeks. That's better than zero. Yep. It's actually an exponential improvement over zero. But we're looking for people who can at least dedicate 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, days a week. We like to say find 4 days, F4D, get your 4 days of training in. Do we offer more days than that? Yes, we do. We program 6 days of training. We don't expect you to hit them all. If you can, fantastic. Some of them are light. Some of them are active recovery. Some of them are lifts. You know, 3 lifts, a metabolic conditioning day, a LISS, which is a low impact steady state, or however you want to look at a low intensity steady state, and an active recovery day. If you hit all 6, you're probably going to improve. But we're looking for people that are able to commit to themselves and commit to the community of F4D to be able to continue to improve and to continue to help us grow. We're not really designed for anyone with medical restrictions so severe that particular movements or exercises are off the table or could be damaging to their body. That's just us, CYA, right? Like if you're that beat up and broken, I don't want you to try to do a hinge. Do we have some people that have some severe back injuries that have overcame them and are able to do these things? Absolutely, but they've also been cleared. So if you've been cleared by your medical professional and you can perform exercise and movements without the risk of injury, and you're smart, you're gonna adjust some things, you're not gonna go balls to the wall and try to crush everything all the time, we can absolutely work for you. Don't be me, don't be me. But preferably you'll have no injuries currently or a solid grasp on how to work around them. I know this is gonna be a shocker too, but the programming we do, it's not designed for members who do not want to participate in some form of resistance training, whether it's with equipment, with weights, or with body weight. If you just wanna yog, we're not for you. That's not what this specifically is. Is there cardio involved? Yes, there is. But is there resistance training? Yes, that's the crux of it. That's the training. That's what allows us to future-proof ourselves. So we can get the damn can of beans off the top of the shelf, you know, when we're 90. So we don't break a hip on the ice. So we have, you know, enough lean tissue left to thrive as we age. That comes from resistance. That doesn't come from a singular modality. So if you're not looking to resist at all, resist signing up. That's the resistance you need. Don't join fully involved. It's also not for people with very specific goals. That would probably be much more beneficial and be better served by individual one-on-one coaching. And if it's a specific goal that's in our wheelhouse, as in our, as in Ann or Adam, then we're more than happy to talk about one-on-one coaching with you there. We have members that have moved from F4D to one-on-one coaching with these guys, and they love it and they thrive on it. But if you're looking to set that all-time world record in the pole vault, don't join F4D. Probably not going to be as specific as you need. Can you do F4D with other goals and other programming, other coaching? I don't know. Can you? It depends. What your sleep look like, your recovery look like, your time commitment look like. What are all these things? You know, but that's up to you. But if you have very, very, very specific goals, you're trying to get on stage, you're trying to podium in just about anything, it may not be the best avenue or the path of least resistance, so to speak. So outside of what it is, what it isn't, who it's for and who it isn't, just some general questions, general advice, general concepts and concerns about F4D before we move on. You can do it with low to no equipment. We would highly suggest you have access to some equipment. Even a ruck with variable, you know, elements of loading inside of it is probably the first thing I would suggest getting, because with a ruck, you can do so many things. You can weight your body for lower body work, for upper body work. You can use it as a carrying device, a hold device. You can push it overhead. My ideal advice in that scenario would be to suggest to you to buy the heaviest weight vest you can afford. That way, not only do you have the weight vest, you have all the other surplus weights for it, but you can also tuck that weight vest in your ruck. And now you can use weighted carries on your list days if you want to, on your active recovery days. You can use it for different modalities that the vest doesn't necessarily, you know, fit perfectly for you. And you have all the extra weight that you could make little sandbag curls. You could do all kinds of stuff with. You want to go out and buy a full Rogue rack in a home gym? Be my guest. Knock yourself out. We did it when we got married, and we used a heck of a lot of it last couple years. You know, but yeah, you can do anything with a barbell. You can do anything with some adjustable dumbbells. You can do the whole thing with a backpack. You can do the whole thing with soup cans and gallons of water.
Yeah.
It's all up to you, and we design it that way. We want you to be able to not have a break in programming when you go from your home gym to your work gym to the vacation gym. You can maintain if you choose to, and that's what it's set up for. What are some other questions that we get?
I think you covered already, can I do this program with another program? The answer is maybe. It depends on what other program you're doing. It depends on what your goals are. That's a big it depends. Something you can ask us if you like. If you have a specific program you're doing, if you are an endurance athlete and you want to add this in a certain way, we need to figure out, can you combine this program and the stressors from it with the stressors from your other program? Are you getting what you need from your other program? Could you do everything through this? It's kind of a big, it depends, we don't know. You touched on this one too. You do not need equipment if you don't have it, if it is expensive. Like I know through the pandemic, costs were through the roof, people couldn't get anything. We had people using gallon jugs of water, filling backpacks with canned food. You can use anything. We have one of our girls was using her kids.
Absolutely.
Not telling you to throw your kids around, but that's some weight right there. So you can use anything you have. He talked about specific goals and needing one-on-one coaching. Specific goals, any kind of competitive anything, powerlifting, endurance sports, strongman activities, anything where your training is taking up the majority of your week, probably better served with one-on-one coaching, because the group environment's not going to get you specific enough training.
If you have the knowledge and ability to edit, be my guest. The only thing I would say is if you are a recreational athlete, And that doesn't mean that you don't take it seriously, but that means it's not paying your bills.
Right.
Let's say you're a recreational swimmer. Could you do F4D for resistance training and still maintain your swimming? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to suggest is you get your conditioning from your swimming as a sport, and you do the resistance training components of F4D. Maybe you even edit a little bit depending on your training volume, your distance. These are things that can be figured out. They're not things that we can continue to evolve and evaluate with you. Just that's not the nature of this program. That's what one-on-one coaching is for. The other thing I'll bring up too is while we do release the workouts the night before, we want you to complete them. While they are set up to be done in order, you do not have to do them in order. Okay? Yes, they are intelligently programmed to build on one another, to give 0 hours in between, to give rest time so muscle groups recover, so we don't tax long and short and fast and slow twitch muscles. There's intelligent programming going on in this training.
We try to think about consolidating stressors and not overworking you and spacing things out appropriately and what lifts go on what days. There's quite a bit of thought that goes into that. But if you have to shift workouts, you can. That's
no
why
problem.
We give you all the workouts at the beginning of the week. So we know life gets crazy. We have quite a few shift workers, military personnel. You guys are busy. You're in and out. Sometimes you're working days. Sometimes you're working nights. So you can shift these days anytime you want.
Absolutely. And if you don't work out on Mondays, no problem. You just start on Tuesdays. You shift the whole week. You know, maybe when the cards come out, the cards. That's how we deliver them. It's a visual representation. They all come out for the entire week on Sunday. Maybe you hit one on Sunday. It happens all the time. It's okay. We do ask that you drop your selfie. We do ask that you share how you hit it. It gives us all different ideas on how we can do them as well. And it's a contemporaneous log of where you're at. You can always look back and see it.
Yeah.
Great question here that we actually did not address. Thank you for asking this one, Mike. Mike says, I may have missed this, but this is an ongoing training program, or is it like 12 weeks or what? Did I miss anything? Sorry if I have to repeat it. I can always go back and watch it again. This is a great question.
This is a really good question. This is actually a yes and a no. Is it ongoing training? This is ongoing training because it changes every week, every month, every cycle. However, it is not set up to be, here's your 4 weeks, here's your 8 weeks, here's your 12 weeks. Everything builds on the next cycle. So we start, let's just say we start with hypertrophy. So we work on muscle building for several weeks. Then we're going to test a little bit, and then we're going to build some more muscle, and then we're going to test. Switch into a strength phase. We get strength for a few weeks. We test strength. We test. We get into cardio. So you see how this plays out. It changes every week, and it builds on the week before. This is set up to be in roughly four week to five week blocks. Yeah, it depends. I mean, your actual building and testing is looking at 4 to 5 weeks. But it's not, when you go and you sign up, you're not signing up for 12 weeks, 24 weeks, a year. You're signing up just for 1 month at a time, the 4 weeks at a time.
So Mike, how this works is like this. The reason we're talking about it now and the reason it just got posted is because we only open recruitment for F4D before a new phase is about to begin. So it will be every 5 weeks, every 6 weeks, you'll see us post an opening for F4D recruitment. Outside of that recruitment window, there's no joining F4D because we don't want anybody to come in the middle of a phase, not be, you know, prepared to do the activities, not be able to get in. We want you to be able to start at the beginning of the phase so you can ramp through the phase. When I say phases and when we say structure, the entire year is mapped out of programming in terms of phases, in terms of whatever. We don't have every workout written. We're pretty far ahead. You know, we know what we're doing in terms of what the structure is going to be and what the entire year is going to be blocked out. So it's not like a 12-week challenge or, you know, a 4-week fix or anything like that. It's set up to be training for as long as you feel you are benefiting from the training. The way we do joining F4D is just like we do everything else. It's really simple. It's for members of First In Family. It is $14.99 every 4 weeks. That just coincides with the block. So when you sign up, you know you're going to have a good block of time. You're going to get your 4 weeks in. And then it's up to you. If you say, hey, man, this isn't for me, you let me know. We're not going to pressure you to stay in. It's not who we are. You just stay in for as long as you want to stay in, as long as you find benefit from it, as long as training is your thing, and as long as you like doing it with the fam. So it's not the next 12 weeks, we're going to get you ripped. It's the next 12 weeks, if you put the time in, you're going to be better than you were when you started. And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to continually improve. And like I said, we have people. I apologize. I don't know when we first launched the initial beta. But we have, I would say, the overwhelming majority of the members that were in our first two beta phases are still current members of F4D now.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one of them. Here's one of them right here. Ian Osborne said he's on duty trying to listen, but he says F4D is awesome and it's an amazing value. Thank you, brother. And Ian is a guy I had in my mind. We were talking about, like, he came in as a runner. Like, I'm a runner. And can I do this with my running? And the answer is, I don't know. Can you? And he said, yeah, I can. And he runs his butt off. And F4D and resistance training have actually enhanced his running. It didn't take away from it. He said, I'm a lot stronger now because of F4D and has noticeable differences on the job as well. He's a firefighter. But he just did. I mean, Ian will randomly just go, oh, I'm bored, I'll go run a marathon distance run and recover from it fine and hit a lift. He's built himself up to be able to do that. But strength and endurance training concurrently has benefited both of those modalities for himself. So, as far as it goes, no, you sign up during open recruitment, you get welcomed in the group, you hit the ground running. We're going to post all the workouts for the next phase on Sunday. You hit it with everybody on Monday. Everybody's there to help you out. What's a hinge? What's a horizontal pull? We have SOPs that explain all these things. We're working on really building this thing out to be something a little bit even more special than already is. We're going to be doing more lives in there. Surprise everybody. We got shirts. So we're super pumped. But yeah, so it's you join. During recruitment, you leave whenever you feel it's not for you anymore. Just had someone leave this week. No hard feelings. They said it's difficult for them to train on their own. So they joined Orange Theory. And that's going to get them their exercise. And I said, listen, fantastic. You have to do what's best for you. Training isn't for everybody. And especially doing it on your own is not for everybody. We have a lot of people that go and they do this at open, you know, open hours during their CrossFit box. And that way they get their community, but they also get their structured training and they're not just rolling the dice on what fitness is. Ian said 100% running hills and mountains was easy mode. And I totally credit the amount of lunges, hinges, and squats I've done these past years. Absolutely. Strength building is muscle. Never a weakness. Yeah.
Will
you know?
Benefit endurance.
I don't want to get all Mark Bell on everybody, but strength is never a weakness. So getting stronger, being more resilient, being harder to kill, that's never a bad thing. So it's definitely going to help you out. Just the flip side of that is being able to tie your shoes without getting out of breath is never a weakness. That's why we look at F4D as an overall encompassing thing. You know, when we say fit for duty, we take that seriously because we have law enforcement, we have fire, we have active duty military in our group. But your duty, in my vision of it, is whatever is important to you and to be there for whoever needs you. So your duty as a firefighter might be different than someone's duty as a mom of four. But at the same time, there's no greater or whatever importance. If you're that mom of four and you need to be able to chase them youngins around, you need to be in shape. If you need to be able to pick them up, yank them out of the way of that, speeding bull or automobile or whatever's coming at you, I don't know where you're at. You need to be able to do these things. And to me, that's don't neglect your duty. You know, your duty is to be the best version of yourself so everyone that depends on you gets the best of yourself. And that's what we're trying to do with F4D, not to get super deep on the end of it. But yeah, so fully involved training, fit for duty. If you're interested, fill out the form, join the open recruitment. We'd love to have you. Yo, I had to reset that. I had to get the I had to get the reset in because I got to chop that out and make a specific video for it. So all you guys on the rest of Finn Live.
Anybody who commented or asked a question, you just got used in the promo for
right. Right. So when now we reference people back, they don't have to hear me say beta 700 times. So yeah. So thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for letting us set that up. I don't know if this is still Philip or not. He said, I was going to say a mom of four may actually do more lifting.
Dude, and it's a lot bro. Of like lifting and twisting and bending and picking up. Yeah. Dangerous stuff.
So yeah, anybody that's interested in F4D, check it out. Let us know. We're here to help you out for it. So thanks for bearing with us. We're going to move in to the next phase of the Q&A, and that's answer some questions.
Yeah.
And maybe, oh, wait, it's Monica. Yeah, I'd say you're right, Monica. You know, if you click this link, we'd see. Oh, hey, look, it wasn't. It wasn't. Philip clicked the link. Oh, see? That's good. That wasn't me. See? Well, see, now we got it, everybody. Monica, I think her link expired.
Yeah. The links expire. It's just, we can't help it. If I could change it, I would.
Anna says, in case people are wondering, for me, sometimes a workout can be 20 minutes to 40 minutes. So yeah, absolutely.
So you can superset things. You can take sets or reps out if you need to. You can adjust where you need to make it work.
Well, somebody just crushed that chipper at about 11 or 13. Ooh. I think they got every minute's worth. That's
well,
true.
We got a good one coming this week too. So
that's right. If y'all were here last year, this time last year, y'all know what's coming. I think we're gonna try to do something special in F4D. Last year, if you were here, if you remember, we did on 9/11, we did our 343 workout. Anna and I did it live from the garage. We're gonna see if we can convince some of the members of the First In Fam who are doing Tunnel to Towers with us to, after doing the 5K, the warm-up, walk over to the park that they have by where they're gonna do the event, where there's some pull-up bars and there's some open area, and see if we can get the First In Fam to go live and do the 343 inside the fully involved group. So we're pretty excited about that. That was the brilliant idea we came up with today. Shh, don't tell anybody. We're going to get everybody to do it when they show up to run.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jonathan. Nobody's going to show up now.
Whoops.
Well, we got to go.
Grayson says, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Grayson, you just heard us talk about F4D. We talked about fully involved for long time. It's cool. No big deal. But we got shirts.
Yeah.
Anna says, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, we're gonna a little modified.
It was hot. So maybe it'll be cooler maybe next cool. week.
Monica, bringing back FBU. Have you seen the trailer for Wheel of Time? Have you seen the trailer for Wheel of Time?
How long is this going to... Is it a series?
Yes, and I have no idea how they're going to do it. I have no idea how they're going to do it. Like how many seasons they have planned out of this thing?
87.
What you think. I want to know what you think, because I was pumped. I was pumped at it. Pumped about Wheel of Time. Thank you. I'm glad you like. We figured we'd bust them out today so we could do a little reset, so nobody wanting to join F4D had to hear me say beta 7,000 times. That's what I'm talking about.
And Sam Regner giving you some love, Wheel of Time. Really?
That's right. Anna's mad at me because every night, rather than go to sleep and curl up next to her, I would rather read Wheel of Time.
There's the light coming out of the Kindle.
So that's what I do every night before I go to bed. I'm chipping away at the voluminous tomes that are Wheel of Time. And I thought, so someone made a comment about Moraine's eyebrows. And then I went back and said, well, those eyebrows are a little interesting, but whatever you need, whatever eyebrows you want, I'm following. So I'm tracking. I think it's going
to
be great.
You know why? Because not only does the light sit in the side of my face for however long he decides to read, in the morning, sometimes he tells me about like what happened, or
if you close your eyes and go to sleep, like, you wouldn't see that light.
I don't know these names. I don't know.
I'm very excited about Wheel of Time, and I will not be watching it with her.
No.
And that's very exciting too. On that note, can you let me and the fam be happy about something?
Yeah, be happy. I'm happy for you.
I don't come and look at, oh, look, whatever.
Sam, Bart hates
this. Says Bart hates the Kindle light. They make these things called sleep masks.
So we went through the sleep mask phase. I did. And what happens is, I guess in the middle of the night, I rip it off. I wake up and it's off. It's thrown across the room. It's under my pillow, under the bed. So I stopped wearing it because I'm taking it off sometime in the middle of the night.
Well, you can start that. Start wearing it so you don't have to worry about my Kindle light. Monica, I restarted this series and forgot how long it is. I may be dust before I finish. I don't have to think about what I'm going to read. Like, what's next? I get seven more of these. Seven more of these phone books I'm chipping away at, like, five pages a night on a Kindle. And it's funny, though. It is so long. And I will be honest. Like, I've explained this to many people. I've talked about Wheel of Time. The writing, it doesn't seem like it's good. I'm like, oh, you know, man. I mean, listen, it's not 50 Shades of Grey bad. You know, it's not Twilight bad. But it's not like Tolkien, right? It's not flowy. It's not whatever. It's very much like Gary Halbert copywriting. Like, it's to the point. And you're like, yeah, is it going to be that good? Is going to be that good? And then you think back to every single insignificant detail about all of these characters you remember over the last 3,000 pages you've read. And when it shifts to a character that you haven't seen in a while and you go, oh my God, I remember everything in your arc back from the Two Rivers to now, you realize it is so epic. It's just genius. Genius. Genius! And it's the one thing, you're forbidden from reading Wheel of Time. It is mine.
Don't you worry. I've never read it. It's okay.
The one thing I have is Wheel of Time.
Don't you worry.
Ian says, my wife will not allow me to have electronics in bed. She hates light pollution. She electrical tapes over all the LEDs. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I agree with it. Bart makes me put the Kindle under the blanket.
See, we're going to start under the blanket. Read under the blanket.
I'll put your head under the blanket. I ain't putting mine. You're the one that's cold all the time. Monica says, Rand is still a hoe, though. Yeah, I remember, I think it was you who called him Randall Whore. I finally caught up to her. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you're kind of right. I mean, I'm not that far through. So right now he's just pining after what's her face, the Aiel. I can't remember her name. All these names are so bad. Everybody has their own pronunciation unless you went to a conference. But Avhananda, Abaranda, Anaconda, whatever her name is. I know he still has his triangle with you know.
Just letting him talk through it.
Moving on. Moving on. I can't wait for that series, and I'm glad there are some awesome family members with me and against her for a change. Yes, and we'll have to figure out how to say that. It's not Anaconda, but yes, I know who she is. I'd probably pick her too.
Facebook user said, sorry, I'm late.
Facebook user, I think, I don't know if your link has expired, but if you find this link, you can join us and we'll see who you are.
Oh, it's Tasha. Coach Tasha.
Coach, I'm going to leave this up for you. I'm going to leave this one up for you. Your link seems to expire more than anybody else's, but it could be if you're coming in on different devices. It could be device dependent. So, don't worry about it. You just missed us talking about Fully Involved and showing off our new shirts. Monica, listen, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways, man. You're either team Wheel of Time or you're with this one. This goon over here. You know. Wheel of Time. What you know about the Forsaken? Get out of here.
Whole lot of nothing.
Alright.
Whole lot of nothing.
Alright.
I'm just
we've had enough.
Hey.
Talk to the Rand. I mean the hand. All right. Moving on. Kelly Mulder has a great question. She says, my question this week is around scheduling. Jonathan, you sound like the ultimate scheduling master. And that's so not true. That's so not true. Not, I wish.
We're not
I
laughing
wish.
At your statement.
I wish.
We're laughing at the reality of the actual situation.
I wish I was the ultimate scheduling master. She said, but I'd love to hear your thought process when you're setting up your schedule and any tips you might have for us in terms of scheduling your day, your week, your month, your year, etc.
What are we scheduling?
I am a huge... huge fan of structure and routine. Surprise. And I do have a set schedule, and it is day dependent. My to-do list, my tasks, they all vary throughout the day. I don't understand making things harder than they have to be. And so for me, from experience, from life, from reading, from whatever, it's very true that rarely do we continuously rise to the occasion on our willpower. But instead, we fall back to the level of our systems, of our training, of our structure, of our routines. So I am a huge fan of setting up routines. But life gets in the way. So you have to have balance between having structure and a framework, but having freedom to be able to roam inside of it and account for unexpected things. You know, you can't have a contingency for everything. You know, you can't plan for everything. You just don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what's going to happen. So conversely, you cannot schedule every single minute of your life, because ask me what happens when one thing goes wrong on a Monday and I spiral out of control and 3 hours after dinner, I'm in here trying to catch up and do work. So you have to be realistic and you have to be balanced. And I think the biggest thing is you have to understand that sometimes the answer to doing more comes from being willing to do less. And what I mean by that is, unfortunately, there aren't enough days left in our lives for us to be able to do everything it is we want to do. So we are going to have to accept trade-offs and opportunity costs. Every decision we make eliminates every other decision we could have made. And when you're scheduling, I think that's incredibly important to pay attention to. Because whatever you're choosing to do right now means you are conversely choosing not to do so many other things. So when it comes to creating a schedule from scratch, I don't think that's necessarily a thing. What I think everyone should do is look at what they're currently doing. What are the foundational elements of each and every day? And if, you know, a lot of people saw during the pandemic that when they didn't have to go to work, they didn't have to go to school, they didn't have to go here, this got closed, they totally lost their structure. And to me, the way to pivot from that is fall back to the constants. You wake up, you go to bed, right? Those are two, you know, kind of the same thing. They kind of touch on the opposite end, kind of like most extremes. So you got those things. You're probably going to eat, right? So now you're going to get up, you're going to go to bed, you're going to have breaks for meals in there. Start looking at the opportunities around those constants to figure out where you can hang the tasks you want to get done. And I'm pretty wacky. Like, you know, you can ask Ann, you know, I have a Excel sheet that tells me what my daily tasks are in the order I'm going to do them. And yes, even last week, I rearranged two of them because it was more efficient for me to stay on this screen and do those two tasks in a row than it was to go from here to here, back to here to do those tasks. That's the granular level at which I look at things so I can eke more efficiency out of my life. But I'm also the guy that forces my wife to watch movies on date night at 1.1 speed. so we can be more efficient too.
Every show. It's every show, every night we sit down. Not just date night. He's efficiencifying our life.
I'm the guy that watches my own shows and listens to audio at double speed. I just watched all 7 seasons of Mad Men on 1.89.
I won't let him get away with that date night because I can't understand it.
So there are caveats and there are trade-offs to being too structured. I have days where if something goes wrong, it is very tough for me to complete everything on my plate, such as life, right? I'm sure many of you feel that way. But what I try to do is I try to set things up to not make things harder for myself. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of paying yourself first. And so what I mean by that is if there's something you're truly passionate about, if there's something you're truly excited about, or something you truly need to get done and it benefits you, do it first. You know, a lot of people, I forget who it was, that says if you have to eat a frog, you should eat the frog first. If you have to eat two, eat the biggest one first. So eat your frogs first. That's another big thing I'm a fan of. And what that means is do the hardest thing you have to do that day first, because then everything else is going to get easy. There are all kinds of different ways you could set it up. You know, when I say pay myself first, what do? Do I get up in the morning first thing and play video games? No, I don't. I get up and first thing in the morning, and the most important thing to me is continuing my own education and my own edification. So the first hour of my day consists of reading. That is the first thing I do, because physically I'm not my best. I'm still shaking it off, but mentally I'm probably my sharpest first thing in the morning, just the way I work. So that's when I do my reading. It's when I take my courses that I'm presently taking. It's when I, you know, whether it's nutrition, whether it's business, whether it's an autobiography, whatever it is, that's what I do. So I invest in myself. I pay myself first thing in the morning. I get up, we walk the dog, I come back, I sit on the couch, and I do my reading. After that, I do my stretching. Why? Because I'm a broken old man. So I get on my chirp wheels, I do my happy babies, I try to do something with this shoulder that wants to fall off, but I get that going too. And at the end of the day, if nothing else, I've put a deposit in me. And that is the most important thing to me, because without consecutively having done that, without having read hundreds of thousands of pages and tens of hundreds of books, I don't think I'd be very good at helping you guys reach your goals. I know first in wouldn't be what first in is, because, you know, it's like Newton says, if I've seen further than others, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. Without being able to rely on the benefit and experience of others, I'd be absolutely nothing. And that's for everything in life. So to me, that's the most important thing I do. So that's how I start my day. It's how I schedule it. After that, man, what do you have going on? What do you want to do? Hang it around your day. You know, get up, read, stretch, do whatever. We eat breakfast. Well, hey, you got to eat. Might as well eat. After that, for us, we walk the dog, and then I get to work. And then when I come in and go to work, I look at my spreadsheet and I do my defined daily tasks. Tasks that get done every day, tasks that get done on specific weekdays, Monday through Sunday, and the tasks that happen on the 1st and the 15th, just like when your check arrives. I have that month broken down to that granular level of detail. And the tasks that happen on Monday are not the ones that happen on Tuesday. And the ones that happen on Wednesday are different from the ones on Friday. And that's how it's broken down for me. There are daily tasks that happen every single day, Monday through Sunday. There's a big giant list of them. And they get knocked down first. And then it becomes the day of the week task. And then it becomes the day of the month task. And that's how I do things.
I think, Kelly, for you too, we do plan days around training, because first our lifting and our running has to work with jiu-jitsu for us. And jiu-jitsu is now 4 days a week, 2 mornings and 2 nights. So we have to split training for that. So we stop at the same time every day for training to make sure that it's done and out of the way and not messing with jiu-jitsu, which, Kelly, you just started jiu-jitsu, so you'll understand, putting a long endurance run or putting a lifting day too close to your mat time, probably not the smartest idea ever. So for you, what time are your BJJ classes and on what days? Because those are plugins. What days and times do you run? Because I know you have short days, long days, days that are set up for that. I know you started teaching a class. What days does that happen and for how long through what? You're starting to fill in your hour blocks every day.
What she's talking about here is super important. And I actually went into, there's a couple different tools you can do. Basically, I made a mind map of my schedule. You can do it directly in a calendar, but I actually like to, I'll find the name of the tool I use. It's like a free SketchUp tool. But you divide the entire day into hours and you color blocks and you block things out and then you fill in those gaps. And I mean, the alarm on my phone goes off. It's like time to eat, time to this, time to that, time to whatever. And is it always lining up? No, but it always reminds me of what day it is, what time to do, and what's going on like that. But yeah, your priorities are dictated by your schedule. And I don't mean what you write down, I mean what you get done. So if it's important to you, you got to do it. What Ann just referenced is we train at the same time. I had to move training up, not just to split sessions with BJJ or whatever, but I had to move training up earlier in the day because I continuously was not training to work. I would get either focused on a task I was enjoying, or I would get completely enraged at something going on with someone. I would get completely drained, like have nothing left, like stare at the wall, because I poured so much of myself out during the day that I would not train. So we both prefer to split our afternoons of training, but we can't do it because Ann will go train no matter what. But if I'm focused on work or I'm tunnel visioned or I'm drained or I've had whatever, I won't train. I will opt to work instead of train. And that is the exact opposite of investing in myself. So I had to draw a line in the sand and go, no, I will train before I get past this level of my to-do list. So I have a certain demarcation line in my to-do list where I go, okay, this is done. Now it's time to work out before I get on this, because this will keep me from training. So that's important to know too. And you know, you can get into like, you know, you talk about like dividing your month or your year or your whatever. I don't get that focused. Like I don't have KPIs for the quarter, and I don't look at, okay, my SMART goal says in the next 5 years, so I divide it up into 60 individual plans or benchmarks. I don't get that way. Too much can change. Ask anybody in 2019 what their 5-year plan was and ask them what happened when they got punched in the mouth with that pandemic. So I don't necessarily do that myself. But what I do is I build a structure and a framework that I seek to add things to. Your non-negotiables go in first. If anybody doesn't know why we talk about moving the big rock first, and then now we're going to move the little rocks, and now we're going to move the smaller rocks. wherever the story came from, wherever the concept of it came from, whoever authored this originally, I don't know. But the way I heard it was, a professor stands up in front of the class, and he has a jar, and he has rocks. And he puts the big rocks in it first, and he fills it up to the top, and he goes, "Class, is this jar full?" And everyone goes, "Yes." And he goes, "Oh, what about these?" And he grabs some smaller rocks. And the smaller rocks cascade in around the big rocks, fills up the top, and he goes, "How about now? Is it full?" And they said, "Yes, it's full." And he goes, "Well, what about this?" And he grabs some pebbles. He puts the pebbles in, and they fill. And then they say, "Oh, yes." Then he grabs some chips, and he puts the chips in, and they fill. Then he grabs some sand, and it fills. They go, "Yes, it's full." And then he grabs water. And he pours water over the top of it, and it pushes all the sand down, and it fills the top, and it gets that little meniscus right at the top. And he goes, "No, now it's full." He goes, "But if you put them in the opposite order, put the water in first, fill it with water, try to drop a pebble and it's going to spill over, let alone a big rock." So you move the big rocks first, because if you do everything else, you put all little rocks in first, you'll never get the big rocks done. So your non-negotiables, you have to work your life around, whatever they are to you. For some people, it's training. For me, it's not. If I don't put that big rock in front, I will choose work. That is not a good thing. I would never tell you guys to be the way about work that I am. She doesn't like it. I love you guys. I love First In. What can I say? But I have to, knowing myself, set myself for success. I have to put that big rock in my way or else I won't move it. I'll be so focused on little rocks and silt and sand and water that big rock won't get done and I won't take care of myself. So you have to filter around your non-negotiables. Once you have those set, you should see where your chunks are, where your holes are. Then you start putting in your small rocks. Then you start putting in your pebbles. And then if you got room for some sand, great. But that's the stuff that goes to the wayside. You have to know, is this a big rock or is this silt? You know, and that's what you choose. And sometimes, guys, the stuff we want to do, the stuff we want to focus on, it's the silt. It's the shiny little shimmery sand instead of moving that big rock. Stephen Covey talks about the urgency quadrant, whether it's important, non-urgent, non-important, urgent, all these different tasks. You want to focus on the important, non-urgent stuff because the urgent stuff's going to get done. The urgent, important stuff, like if I severed this arm right now and blood was gushing everywhere, I'd go to the hospital. The important, emergent stuff is always going to get done, but it's the important, non-emergent stuff that we don't want to focus on. That's what you need to schedule.
That plays into Sam's comment, actually.
Oh, yeah, right here.
Sam said, always leave time for shit to hit the fan.
That's your buffer. You always got to have something you can jettison.
Yeah. Work with your important, non-urgent stuff because once it does hit the fan, at least you've gotten something done and now you have to take care of those things that are hitting the fan.
And there's a bunch of different concepts and a bunch of different books and authors that say the same thing. You pick whichever one you like. I'm a big fan of BJ Frog and Tiny Habits. I know we got some James Clear fans out here. And there's the habit stacking concept. But once you have those big rocks in place and you look, anchor everything else around that existing habit. After breakfast, we walk the dog. It's not a question anymore. We know when we walk the dog. We don't think about it. It's set. It's forgotten. No mental energy thinking about when I'm going to walk the dog. There's really no mental energy expended for us until after training is done. Get up. We're going to go try to catch the sunrise or at least walk, you know, pork chop on the beach in the morning. We're going to come back. I'm going to read. I'm going to stretch. We're going to eat. We're going to walk the dog. I'm going to check off part of a to-do list. I'm going to go to the gym downstairs, work out. We come back in from working out. Okay, what tasks need my attention? On Monday, it's check-ins. I ain't got to think about shit. I'm just going to do check-ins all day on Monday. On Friday, we get a live. We got to schedule around that. So that's the thing. I don't have to think about what I'm going to do so I can think more about what I'm doing. And that is the benefit of scheduling. That is the freedom that comes from structure. Oh, doesn't it suck to be so regimented? I don't know, man. When's the last time you went out of the house and forgot your pants? Not very fun to get arrested at Target for a decent exposure. Old Willie hanging out.
Take the whole lot of stress out of things.
Yeah, you know, that's why people say pick your clothes out the day before. That's why you start First In, so you can only wear First In shirts until now. Now I have to think, do I want to wear a First In shirt or a fully involved shirt?
Choices.
Decisions. And so you don't want decisions. You want to avoid that decision fatigue. That's the benefit of having a structure. So I'm a huge fan of chaining habits together, habit stacking, efficiency of tasks going in line. What can you do while you're brushing your teeth? You probably can't change the oil, you know, but you could probably do something else in the bathroom. You could probably sit in a paleo chair or a deep squat, work your hip flexors out if that's something you need to work on. Find the opportunities to fit things in that doesn't require a massive amount of effort. And that's how I like to schedule. But you got to put your big rocks first. You got to eat the frogs. You might as well get them out of the way. I find that sometimes I really screw up and there will be a task that requires cognitive capacity or ability and I will do one that doesn't require thought but drains the shit out of me. And then I'll come to Ann and I'll go, I really shit the bed on that one. I should not have done that before this, because now the last thing I want to do is do that. So in a situation like that happens, just like Sam said, leave time for shit to hit the fan. I have enough of a buffer that if I don't scroll Facebook mindlessly, I can go walk to the beach, listen to the waves, and hit the reset, and then come back and feel recharged. Why do we eat the pattern we eat? Why do we have breakfast, lunch, a snack, dinner, and a snack? Because those are recharge moments for me, you know?
Gets you away from the computer for a few
minutes. It gets me away from the computer, and it gives me just a boost, you know, of something that's not work-related. I thought I heard it raining.
It is.
Oh, that's our metal roof. But yeah, so this is the thing. I could literally talk about like lifestyle design and crafting your ideal and making it work forever. I'm not there yet, right? I work 7 days a week. I haven't had a day off in 5 years. Don't ask me how to actually define your ideal life. But I will tell you, without a schedule, without a structure, one, we couldn't accomplish anything that we do now. And two, life would be miserable. Yeah. It would be chaotic if I had to get up and decide what's next every day. It's to the point now where any of the coaches that have been here, they can tell you, they can attest to the to-do list in Trello that you just scroll. And it's like hundreds of cards. I got to the point where I cleaned my inbox out. I got basically to a zero inbox. I was storing a bunch of stuff in my inbox. Don't do that. Have a system. Have a brain dump. Have something separate from your email. I use Nimbus Note. You can use Notion. You can use whatever you want. But I gave that to Ann. And it is Ann's job to decide what's important and what's next. And there will be a to-do list, a Google Doc, and it's got three things on it. If there are more than three things on your to-do list, if you have more than three priorities, you have none. You cannot focus on everything at once. You have to narrow it down. So that's how I try to operate. Try to operate. I'm not perfect at it. I don't do it all. I will major in the minors. I will pixel push. I will focus on stuff that's not the number one waste or use of my time, to avoid stuff that is, just like everybody else. But I try to set myself up to not be able to do that as much as possible. Ian, always give me more stuff for my to-do list. I'd love to have firstinnutrition.com on the back of First In shirts. It helps people write it down as I'm passing them. I do not have our website by design on our shirts, and the reason for that is I don't want
just everybody.
No, I don't want you guys to feel like it's advertising. Like, I want it to be something you want to wear, that like you enjoy seeing out. The cool thing is about our store is Sam, we are looking at the question you sent in. The cool thing about our store is, though, is we can have different stuff. So if somebody wants one with a website, I can make it. You know, it's not a big deal. We don't have to carry stock in it. I know some people have mentioned, and I think Sam said she wanted a hoodie that didn't have the words on the background. We can have just logo stuff. So there's stuff we can do. So, man, you want one, brother? I'll make it. I'll try to make it quicker than the beanie. One thing though is firstinnutrition.com is a mouthful.
That's long.
It's a mouthful. This website here, actually, if you take the slash show me off, i.amfirst.in, that will go to our website. So maybe I'll put that. I don't know if a lot of people know that .in is actually a domain name. But that will actually go to our website. I also have imfirstin.com. So, I don't know. We'll think about something, man. We'll brainstorm this one. We'll slide in the DMs. We'll figure it out. Oh, Ian says, I don't want one with your abs. You don't want my abs, bro. I've got that rectus diastole, and it's got that big split right there. You want some prettier abs than mine, man. We'll get that figured out. But, Kelly, that's the tips and tricks I have. I could probably do this for forever. I need to start a mastermind. Anybody that wants to start a mastermind with me, let me know. And we'll just talk about books we're reading and awesome life hacks. So we had another question, and I want to get to it. I'm probably going to ask her to maybe come back with it a little bit more if I don't get this exactly the way she wants it. I'm going to have a different viewpoint here than I think a lot of people are. But let's go ahead and dive right into it. Silencing our inner asshole. That's what I called this one. And Renee wants to know, she's like, I need to know how to kick the asshole off my shoulder to stop arguing with the self-love on the other shoulder. We got a little devil and an angel here, right? She's like, I'm not sure there's an answer, but I'm sure there are others who want to throw their asshole off as well. You know what, man? And I'm here to say that I hear you. I hear you on this one. And there's a couple schools of thought here. The first one I'm always going to say is this serving you? Right? Not necessarily, how's that working out for you? How's listening to that asshole working out for you? But is it serving you? Or is this serving me? Or is this useful? These are questions you can ask yourself. Self? Before you make a decision. Right? The old motherfucker's over here, whatever he's bitching about. You can't do this, you're weak, you're whatever, screw it, eat the ice cream, don't ask for the raise, whatever that guy's saying. And this one over here is going, you're so great, you're so wonderful, you're so awesome, you deserve all the things. Who's right? Who's right? I don't know, man. Sometimes that asshole could be coming correct with some truth. And sometimes that little self-love little bastard could be pushing you into self-pity. So you have to ask, is this useful? And I don't care who's giving the advice, the asshole or the angel. Whatever it is it useful and is it serving me? Because self-care, self-love, all those self things, they should always result in a net positive. Anything that holds you neutral or anything that leads to a negative, that ain't self-care, man. That's self-indulgence. That's self-pity. That's selfish. And it can be packaged up in all kinds of ways. So when a defeatist attitude pops up, is it useful? If no, ignore it. It's like a feeling. We need to listen to our feelings, we need to honor our feelings, we need to pay attention to our feelings, but we don't need to follow them if they are not pointing us in the direction we want to point. And that's the thing, is it useful? You know, who's right? Who's actually guiding us the right way? You know, is it a what we want now situation versus the what we want most situation? Again, it all comes down to asking those hard questions. How do you get it to shut up? You don't, right? You don't. How do you get life to not suck sometimes? You don't. It's life. It's gonna suck. Life is pain, Highness.
There it is.
Anyone who tells you different is selling something. Don't try to make something it's not. Instead, ask yourself, self, is this useful? Is this the path I want to be on? Is this something that's bringing about a net positive, or is it something that's going to bring about a negative? If you go, man, this decision really sucks and it's going to really fuck me up and bring about a negative in my life, I'm going to do it anyway. That ain't an asshole on your shoulder. That's just you behaving like one, right? And that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes the wrong thing in the right moment is the right thing for you. Just got to own that decision. You just got to be ready to accept it. I'm going to take a break. It's getting a little heavy. Val says, let's do a shirt that has both Finn logos and F4D logos side by side.
That's actually a cool idea.
It's funny you mention it because I have an idea for something like that. Coming soon. Coming soon. Coming soon. Nancy says she's stealing the self-indulgent versus self-care statement for sure. I'm a huge fan of it. I say it as often as I can. There's too much going on in this self-care, you know, for lack of a better term, hippy-dippy shit, to where you literally just have to ask yourself, man, I'm living check to check. Is that $2,000 handbag self-care just because I think I want it? Just because someone on the gram has one? No, that's not taking care of yourself. That's being a bitch. You don't need to do that. That's hurting yourself, right? You know? Oh, man. Work was really tough today. I'm going to shoot up some heroin. That's not self-care, dude. That's escapism. You know? That's not taking care of yourself, right? A simple question, is this useful, will generally probably rule out heroin. You know, it'll probably rule out redlining your credit card for a handbag. If you want the handbag, earn the handbag. If you want euphoria and enlightenment, earn that shit. Don't try to find it in a needle. Don't try to find the quick fix. Nancy said our next t-shirt, she actually didn't say that. She said, that is not the asshole on your shoulder. That is just you behaving like one. And yes, Nancy, we are back to heroin because you are here. I'm glad. Yeah, it's not the asshole on your shoulder. Sometimes it's you just wanting to be one, right? And that's okay. It's not a shot at you, Renee. It's just saying sometimes we do these mental gymnastics that rationalize so much shit. And I will tell you why. It's kind of an ironic, you know, painfully funny thing about human behavior is the way our brains sometimes attempt to solve these problems, you know, and protect us from harm and do all these things are the exact opposite of what will bring us to our goals. Because humans are designed to do one of two things: seek pleasure and avoid pain. And we've evolved to want to avoid pain way more than we want to seek pleasure. Because pleasure's awesome, pain kills you, and we don't like death. That's the lizard brain, saving our lives, right? So a lot of times the things we justify, the routine patterns we've built, the structures we have, are designed to save us from pain. But pain is growth. And the exact opposite of doing what our little brain says, what the shoulder says, could be what would bring us to that next step in our development. And that's why I think before we listen to a feeling, before we attribute it to either side of our voices, we have to own our decision. And the best way to make an informed decision is to collect information. And that means maybe don't act impulsively. Maybe stretch it out the next 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months. What's the impact of that decision? The more time you sit in thought, the more time you sit in introspection, the more time you ask yourself if something is useful, chances are the closer you're going to get to being able to make a more accurate determination. That's really, you know, how I feel about it, is because we are influenced and inundated and sieged, you know, and attacked by stimulus trying to tell us this is the way, over and over and over again. And we are responsible for our actions. Our circumstances maybe are out of our control, but how we respond to them is always up to us. No matter what voice it is, no matter how melodious it sounds or how mischievous it sounds, ask yourself, is the advice useful and applicable? And are you practicing self-care or are you fucking practicing self-indulgence? You know? And I think that can change the game for many of us. You know, I get up in the morning and I feel bad about what the scale says. So to feel good, I go eat a chocolate cake. It's probably not gonna help tomorrow's scale, right? It's a crappy cycle. I feel bad at work because I don't feel I'm respected. So to feel good, I go punch the boss in the mouth. Probably not gonna help me.
Probably not smart.
Probably gonna end up in jail. Because most bosses like to, you know, press charges and stuff and call HR. So we have to ask ourselves, man, I get it. I feel real bad right now. When the idea pops up, is it useful? Hell no, that's not useful. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's easy to make broad, sweeping, you know, easy to generalize statements like this, but it's the only way to illustrate the principle. One, if the voices are so compelling you feel you have to listen to them, that is something I can't help with. That is something that requires some professional help. Son of Sam heard voices and it didn't work out well, so we don't want to always listen to the voices in our head, especially when they don't have our best interest in mind. But if it's following feelings, just make sure they're keeping you on the path you want to tread. And some simple questions: is it useful? Is this really benefiting me? Is this self-care? Is this self-indulgence? How is this going to work out for me? What's going to happen tomorrow if I do this? Sit in decisions before you make them. Impulsiveness and speed of action is not always the best plan of attack. You cannot possibly have an answer for every possible contingency, but you can sit for a few seconds and figure out if it's good or not. So that's what I got. I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you silence that asshole. Because I don't think there's any way to just shut it off. I don't think expecting life to not suck, to life always be rainbows and unicorns, so there never be any hardship to cross your way, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think it's reasonable to expect that you're never going to have negative feelings, that you're never going to feel bad, that you're never going to have a day, a case of the Mondays. I get one every week.
But you should be able to expect yourself to work through them and sit with them and start asking questions and not just go with whatever the asshole says or the angel says because you feel like it's right in the moment.
Absolutely.
I like that. Asshole and angel. He's got two different things to drink over here just in case he runs out of one.
I'm prepared for contingencies.
You're prepared right? For shit to hit the fan.
Right? Shit hits a fan. I got my water. So that's what I got, Renee. I hope that helps. Guys, I know we've been gabbing for a little bit. If you got anything for us, it is time for the free for all. Got it, right? let us know if you have anything. If not, we're going to go eat some dinner.
I don't know what we're watching.
Though. I don't know what we're watching either. I know it's not going to be nearly as good as Vacation Friends, the best fucking movie ever from John You Can't See Me, Cena. Watch Vacation Friends. Did I peek in the red? No, I'm not even peeking in the red. Watch Vacation Friends.
It's worth it.
Fam, best movie. If you don't have anything, we're going to go get our grub on. Walk pork chop. That's part of the schedule.
Once it stops raining.
Yeah. And do the thing. Do the date night. It's always creepy when no one has anything to say.
There's a delay. There's like a 10-second delay. Yeah.
There is a delay, and normally I'm pretty good at filling it, but everyone is silencing me out right now, and that's all right. I'm cool with that, too. Y'all can try to rattle the cage. Y'all can try to shake the chains. The asshole saying do one thing, but I ain't listening.
You can never silence Jonathan. Even when you try.
Much love, Nancy. Thank you, Anna. We're going to try to enjoy it. Man... I know it's not going to be as good as Wednesday. I know
Maybe
it's not we'll going to be as good as Wednesday.
A couple shows because it won't be as good.
Mike, you are 100% excused from typing with two babies in your arms, my man. Oh, well. On this note, Nancy says, "Gotta poop. See you guys later." Any members of the fam that ever found Nancy McGowan attractive, you don't have to anymore. She's pooping right now. And on that note, guys, have a great night. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for the great questions. Thanks for the awesome engagement. Val is going
to
say...
Yes, happy 21st to you.
Absolutely. A toast to you and a toast to your boy. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being first in. Tasha's laughing at Nancy's bowel movements. It's always a party. I'd say drop your selfies, but it's not a walk and talk.
It's not.
We're out of here, fam. Thanks for being first in. We'll see you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.